Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Week 7, the seasonal wrap-up. What's going on now? Is it over yet? Is everything over or not?
Well, week 7 was the, I think, the climax of the race. We had the first closest race in over a decade between Yuri Trostenyuk of Ukraine and Ashpihano Alto, the perennial star of the race. What happened was Yuri started the week with a 27-mile lead on Ashpihano.
Which is nothing.
It's nothing in that sense, but time was dwindling. There was only 4 or 5 days. And Ashpihano, if he was going to win, needed to put up big numbers, or he needed Yuri to have a bad day. Didn't happen. Yuri was the model of consistency. But just to give you an insight to what actually happened, Ashpihano throws up a 76. Yuri counters with a 70 or a 71. The next day, he throws up another 76. Yuri counters with another 71 and a half. Third day, Ashpihano throws up a 75. Yuri counters with another 70-mile day. So he couldn't dwindle the lead down to less than about 15 or 16 miles. Going into the penultimate deciding day, Ashpihano has this idea that he'll tie Anand Lahari's record of 86 miles that was run, in, I think, in day 44 of last year, which was the most miles anyone ever ran this late in the race. So Ashpihano goes for it and even sees Anand Lahari on the course and says, "There's my rabbit." Anand Lahari was running for the first time in like a month, and he was running quickly. So Ashpihano, laser focused, starts knocking out 620 laps, then 610 laps, then 6 laps, then 550s, 540s. He piles up at the end of the day 86 miles. But Yuri, ever the competitor, ever the consummate runner, responds to the challenge. Yuri puts up an astounding 79 miles, his best ever this late in the race, and just short of his like first day of like 82 miles or something. Astounding. And you wouldn't think that he would have anything left after averaging, let's say, 67 miles per day, which was his final average for the race. But he was on cruise control because he had this lead. And they had all just come out of the long 2-week heat wave. So in the middle of week 7, here we are, penultimate day, and finally with about 30 minutes to go at the end of the day, even though Ashpihano knows he's going to get to 86, if Yuri had only done his 72, it would have been virtually tied going into the final day. But it wasn't meant to be. Yuri responded to the challenge. His 79 brought him 6 or 7 miles ahead, which was, you know, unconquerable the next day because Yuri only had 9 laps to go. So Yuri knocks it out in just over an hour. His finishing time, 46 days, 1 hour and change. I think it was 1 hour, 10 minutes, and a few seconds. Ashpihano finishes 94 minutes later. His 14th finish. Incredible finish, just the closest, 94 minutes, the closest anyone, the two guys that ever had competed against had finished that close at the end of the race. A day later, Otmevier finishes for the 9th time in a good time for him. I think he said it was his second best time of 47 days and change. His best is 45. And he also weathered the heat pretty well, but just wasn't quite there in the heat days as good and as solid as Yuri. If he had been solid as Yuri during the 2-week heat wave, he could have been right there. It could have been a 3-way battle. And then, of course, yesterday, the final day of week 7, the great Vasu, with weathering blisters, particularly on his right foot, huge one, he was able to come through again. finish in 48 days and 5 hours or so, or just, yeah, somewhere around there. And he was so gracious at the end. They've all been really great citizens, great spiritual figures, I would say, in order to have the discipline and dedication to get to the line so many times. Yuri's fourth consecutive finish. Osprey Hano, a race record, 14 finishes. Atmavir, 9 finishes. And the incredible Vasu, 5 in a row. So we bow and bow to the greatness and the goodness of our runners.
We got one more to go.
And one more. Kanenika the Great shall finish on Tuesday, somewhere between 12 and 2, we think. And good luck to all, and see you next year.